Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Asan Wasafan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. We do want to talk to you. I'm Naima Latif, and you're watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We're so excited because as we expand, we continue to meet exciting people who are influencing world thought. And today we're going to talk to one of those influencers that is especially using social media. Yes, the world has changed. And in case you hadn't figured it out, people are getting information differently. And those who are ready to take advantage of the process of spreading information on social media can find themselves valuable people who can get paid. Well, today our guest is Audrey Mack. She's a Facebook influencer. And if you are on your phone or your computer, whether you're shopping or looking for a friend or you are trying to figure out who to vote for even, all that information is being constantly shared on social media. And those who know how to share with and get responses and get viewers are valuable people. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with our guest today, Audrey Mack, and she's going to tell you about the power of social media. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times,
that business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. Our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Yes, while your business is making you money. And those who can help you make money know how to get that word out to the public. They are what's called influencers. But we want to welcome to our show a fabulous woman who has mastered the technique of social media posting in such a way that she's influencing people and their decisions on what they're going to look at when they pick up their phone, where they're going to go on social media, what they're going to share, and that's valuable. So I want to welcome to our show our dear sister, Audrey Blair Mack. Thank you for joining us this morning on The Female Solution.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, you know, I believe that all things happen for a reason, and I believe that there are no accidents. Everything is by divine design. So our meeting was by divine design.
Well, great.
Absolutely. And I have been basically looking for someone who is a social media influencer because we know that the way information is spread far and wide right now is through social media. That has influenced our culture. It's a cultural reality. And I know that Facebook started out as, you know, a thing that college students could use to socially connect with their friends. But now it has exploded into the way that people identify people. So tell us a bit about your background as, you know, a communicator, a person who has reached out to people. How did you get? Yes. Yeah. Now, how has that influenced the fact that the young people walking around with a phone, how has that had an influence on the, I guess, the focus of social media in influencing young people and even purposely marketing to young people?
People, children, everything as far as marketing. They're using, if a grown-up wants to get famous, they'll put a little kid in.
Work. You know, please state your name, and you will be entered into our studio. Please keep your phone on mute until you are ready to speak.
Because the children,
please announce yourself.
They're the new audience.
Yeah.
It's the children.
Yes.
Yeah. You should think that they have the children do. They have this new thing that they do. They tell the kid to curse. Put them in the bathroom. You can say anything that you want.
Wow.
Anything that you want while you're in this bathroom, you know, the grandma or the father or the mother will tell the child that. And but when you come out this bathroom, you can't use any more curse words, but while you're in this bathroom, you can say it. And but they're recording the child.
Oh,
and
wow.
Most children, as soon as they close the door, they just, that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what is that used for, the recording of that?
To put on Facebook, because what they're doing is showing what children will do when you're not around.
Oh, wow.
And grown-ups think that this is hilarious, and it's to Get their numbers up.
Wow.
Get their numbers up and their followers up. But in actuality, that people whose numbers go up are the children that did not curse.
Wow.
The children that did not curse. One little girl said, last time I made a mistake and I cursed, my grandma turned me every way but loose.
Wow.
I know she's trying to set me up. And the child must have been three.
At 3 years old, they knew you don't say certain words.
It looked like she was talking to the mirror, but she was talking to the camera. She was like,
Wow.
A little country accent going on. She's like, I wouldn't do it. She's trying to set me up. And then she'll go tell my mama, yo, baby, Kurt.
Little three-year-old knows better.
Right? It's hilarious, but their numbers went up. All the other kids, you know they're
wow.
cursing anyway when you're not around.
Yeah. Wow. You know, that's interesting because I'm noticing, like, some of these so-called cartoons, like, what is that one, Family Guy, I think?
That's a grown person.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a cartoon. This ain't no child program. You know, the little children cursing and everything. And it started out with Bart Simpson because that got real popular. Beavis and Butthead. So they can see that children are attracted to misbehaving children and cursing children. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these kinds of things have really steered our culture in a way that a lot of grown people now, they're trying to figure out, well, how do we reel them back in? They're just saying everything. Yeah, but this has been a thing that has had an impact, especially now. What do you observe when it comes to things that tend to, you know, the cursing, but things that tend to appeal to young people in terms of the kinds of entertainment? Is it, because I'm noticing young people are really into, like, you know, the violence, the ghoulish stuff, the, you know, I mean, what happened to, like, Bugs Bunny and little, you know, I guess, you know, George Jetson? I mean, you know, the peaceful kind of things. Are children now more influenced by more of the...
Now, see, if they're going to be influenced by the violence, they're not going to be on social media.
Mm.
They're going to be on their video game.
Ah, so that influence, the video game.
They look so real now, fighting the person for real. They're so real. So, but they won't be on social media.
Well, you know, that's interesting because a lot of people are blaming social media for the violence, but actually it is a video game.
The video games make you immune to violence. Yeah, anyway.
But now, are the playing of the game being influenced by social media? I mean, like people talking about it on social media. Yeah.
Advertisement from social media, but you got to be on social media to get the advertisement. Get your...
And you will be entered into our studio.
Yeah.
Please keep your phone on mute until you are ready to speak.
Yeah.
Please announce yourself.
Raising themselves, is that?
Yeah. A friend of mine did a podcast series on social media about what happened to Big Mama.
Yeah.
You know about Big Mama.
Yeah.
Mama ran everybody in the family. She's the matriarch. Everyone was afraid of Big Mama, you know. But
Big Mama nowadays is 30 years old, and she's a great-great-grandma. Right?
That's kind of what's happening, and that's what has changed a lot of the decisions that are being made by parents, because the parents and grandparents are so young.
They're partying with their great-great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Another theory was done on, oh, my mama is jealous of me. Better than her. It's because she don't look better than her, because they look the same age. They look like twins. It used to be a compliment when someone sat next to their mom, because the mom,
the fact that a lot of people are justifying some of the behaviors that they see parents engage in. And as a result, our cultural expectations are lower. So, and, you know, you mentioned the thing about the profanity and how they think it's cute and, you know, they put it out there and numbers go up.
Numbers.
Yeah, the numbers. The numbers.
All it's about.
Yes. So.
You're getting paid.
Mm.
Your number, you get paid. It's about the money.
Wow. So I've noticed that it's almost every show where there is some use of profanity. And even things that I would have thought was child-friendly, you know, certain things, words that are no longer considered. Is there a standard of what shouldn't be said on any kind of media anymore? I think you couldn't say the S word, couldn't say the H, couldn't say the. I mean, you couldn't say the F word. Now you can say everything. So it's
telling children they can say anything on social media. Social media is our new TV.
Wow.
It's our new TV because they have the app on there, and you don't even have to have the app because your phone will automatically count how many hours you've been on social media.
Yes.
You can set your phone with an alarm saying, okay, after I've been on it this long, turn me off or send the alarm off.
Mm.
But you can get hooked. You can get hooked. After you scroll, clap, clap, scroll, you've been on there for hours.
Wow.
Hours. It's like binge watching a good TV show.
Mm. So now it's
every day.
Mm. And I've binge watching shows. So now is that also something that's tracked? I mean, these phones are tracking devices. That's what they are. So if you are watching a particular thing for a long time, all of that's tracked and that influences the algorithm in terms of, you know, what they see, what's popular. What gets attention. Now, what about these videos where people are fighting? I keep seeing that, you know, school fights, you know, girls pulling each other's hair. You know, I don't want to see that. But somebody does. So it's even things like that. If a person is posting those kinds of things and that gets a lot of views, is that also, you know, something that is looked at as, okay, this is, we want more of this because this.
And that's funny that you should say that, because for creators or influencers, Facebook has a category on there for us to go to on what to post.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say what people are more interested in seeing.
Mm.
You know, it was like during COVID. Everybody wanted to learn how to pray.
That's interesting.
That was the number one thing that came up in Google search.
How to pray. So, you know, I did see a lot of spiritual shows during that time become popular. I guess people were, you know, afraid, oh, this is the end of the world. I better make sure I get to heaven or whatever it is.
Those numbers populate over into a category, and it'll show us what people are interested in. And so it's telling creators and influencers, don't tell us you don't know what to come up with or what to post on your page, because we got a whole category of what people are looking for you to put on your page.
Mm.
Well, actually, it's a variety. That's why you'll see a lot of cooking shows. People want recipes, but they don't just want recipes. They want you to show them how to cook.
Yeah. You know, I did a... That's interesting. You know, because I did a farming show a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, we started a farming program in the year 2020, and this is just as COVID was taking root, and we actually called our program Pandemic Farms, which stands for Producing Agricultural Nourishment, Developing Economies, Making Independent Communities. And we were showing people how to recognize the plants that are growing that they thought were weeds. They're actually medicinal, actually nutritional, and we were showing them how to make certain recipes out of various plants, and that was one of the highest rated, I guess, shows in terms of followers, because I was doing it like 3 times a week, and I had people, you know, tuning in regularly. I was doing it live on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, people really care about this. And a couple of times I did some recipes, and people were like,
I know who your audience was, people who love plants.
Yeah. Yes.
I became a farmer during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you could not tell me I was not a farmer.
Yes.
And so, yes, girl.
That was it. You. Yeah.
And that kind of stuff populates into my feed.
Mm.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, I remember seeing posts like that. And all that kind of stuff comes up in my feed all the time.
Ah.
What kind of herbs and what to put together medicinally.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Wow.
I believe you.
Yeah, and I mean, I was surprised. Because you never know. You know, you don't know what people's interests are. But I think at that time when people were locked down and they were trying to figure out how am I going to survive, that was the thing people were looking for. How am I going to make it? And how can I feed myself if I can't even get out to the store? Oh, these things that are growing, or I can grow my own food. I can, you know, make my own teas out of these things I thought were weeds I've been killing all the time. So, yeah, that was surprising, the numbers of people that were watching regularly. And we'll be launching that again. You know, I'll make sure I send you a link so you can tune on in. Because, you know, we see that there's a need. Yes.
There is, yeah. We still got people who love to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
We have that market that love violence, that we have that market that they want to see what's going on in the world as far as, you know, looking at the news, the CNN, you know.
Mm.
But we also have that market that, you know, they just like to see bad things happen to people, you know.
Yeah.
Or hear people say bad things. We have that market.
Wow.
And people monetize off of it.
Give people what they want.
Give people.
Wow.
But it's so funny that it's almost like Facebook is trying to clean things up. Because like in my paperwork that I have with them, they people can shut your page down now for nudity, vulgar, things being vulgar. So if you get reported or the page just not looking right or it's just out of whack or whatever, and you get reported, they will take your page down.
Mm. Well, we got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about some things that can cause people either to be suspended or taken down, or can somebody even falsely report something just because they don't like what you said politically. But we'll talk about that when we come back. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Audrey Mack, who is a Facebook influencer. And if you've got a Facebook page, you need to hear what she has to say, because you can be an influencer too, or you can be influenced. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. And if you want to call in, you can give us a call at 515-605-9325. We've got some people on the switchboard. Press 1 if you're ready to speak. Or you can call us on our on-air radio network at 721-5192. We want to talk to you. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who
were using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce code letters. Our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and our guest today is Audrey Mack, and she is a Facebook influencer. And you probably have been influenced by some of the things that you've seen posted, and you never even realize it. Well, of course, we're excited to be able to bring you some real
Pharaoh said, then what is the case of the former general?
And we also will be joined shortly with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we're broadcasting on three radio networks today. Of course, we are on our Female Solution blog talk channel, and we're also on the On Air Radio Network, and we'll be joined shortly by the American Muslim 360 channel. And we're excited because we get a chance to educate today. A lot of people don't really understand how social media works, especially because I think there's an age gap I've seen a lot of people, I'd say maybe over 50, over 60 crowd. First of all, they struggle with just learning how to use their cell phone, and then learning how to, you know, work Facebook and post things. But then once they get it, they got it, and they're really diligently into it, which it's almost becoming the new Home Shoppers Network, because people are looking at things and making buying decisions based on what they see on Facebook. But now you were telling us some of the ways that people get, banned or shut down or they may do that could possibly be considered inappropriate. And we've got a comment from our Friday and Sunday host, Viata, out of Florida. And she says, Grand Rising Queen, so true. We are addicted to our phones and in need of therapy. I don't know. I think Well, I think the phone has become, in a way it connects us, but in a way it disconnects us. Because if you've ever seen a family out to dinner, and I've seen this several times, where a family will be sitting at the table and everybody's in their phone, it's like, okay, you all are together, but you're not really together. So I think that that is having an impact on our culture. You know, well, first of all, before we get into what can get you put off of Facebook, what do you see as how our culture is being influenced by people staying in their phones all the time, even more than they're talking to each other?
The disconnect between families, you see that.
Yeah.
No communication, not just between, not just children with their parents, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Husband and wife, the relationship has turned into boyfriend, girlfriend.
Ooh, wow.
Where if you're in a marriage for 30, 40 years, it's like that's a blessing because people think you're going to go to jail if you're married that long nowadays.
That is true. I mean, it's so rare because people, I mean, they'll be married for maybe 3-4 years and then they're done, you know, and then, or they might just have a long-term live-in relationship. Well, we'll see if we get along. Well, of course,
yeah,
after the 5-year mark, yeah, you get on my nerves.
Let's make a deal like it's a game show or
yes.
something.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Where did these rules and regulations come from?
I know.
Your book, because I don't have it.
I know.
This program.
That has become the norm, and it's almost because people, we're living longer in a lot of ways, and yet people are going through multiple partnerships throughout their lives.
I'm divorced right now. I did not know that my ex-husband, and I'm sorry, ex-husband, but he's remarried now.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he's all right. That he was on his phone looking at inappropriate situations on his phone.
Yeah.
Oh,
so now that brings us to the issue, because while we could use the internet for wonderful learning and communication, there are those who choose to look at porn. And porn is very addictive.
Dangerous in a relationship.
Yes, it can destroy it.
Encourage it in a relationship, but.
So now, there are still some levels of obscenity laws. And you can't show nudity or, you know, excessive violence, and yet there are things that just nearly cross the line, but not quite, and they do appear on social media. So what are the limits that people can post? I mean, I've seen people.
It looks like porn to me.
Looks like porn to me. I saw a thing where, I mean,
when
you know.
See it, I report it. Because, like, in my contract, it's like, you can't do this. But it's what a person's integrity is,
mm-hmm.
as far as whether or not they're going to report it. Because some people like it. So if they like it, do you think that they're going to report it? They like it coming up on their screen.
So since we're talking about the numbers.
It's a number.
If somebody posts something and if enough people are voyeuristically watching it, whether it's, you know, soft porn or whatever, will they just let it go? Because, oh, but this is getting worse.
So, okay, so they took this page down or that page down. You know, they have it now where the person can just set up another page up under another name. And
and keep on going, huh?
Keep on going. You know, you used to have to put your information in to set up a page. When you go on social media now, it's all different kind of name. Bam, bam.
So, you know, you don't really have to even use a real name to do this.
Flintstone.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, So how many people does it take to complain about something being inappropriate before?
Well, one person has to complain.
Oh, just one?
It's inappropriate. But there are things that we cannot talk about. Like in my contract, you can't talk about politics. As a influencer,
mm-hmm.
Now, there are other people, as a regular person, you're not an influencer. If you're talking about politics or whatever, your numbers is going up, people want to follow you and all of that, you're not an influencer, though.
Mm-hmm.
But as an influencer, they want you to see it, stay clear from that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you doing all that cursing and all of that to get numbers. They don't even want you saying comment below. What do you think about this?
Really?
Comment in the space below so that we can get more followers. They don't want us to do that. Whatever it is that we're posting, that's how we get followers. But we can't encourage you
to interact or to comment.
If you make a comment, it's because you wanted to make a comment.
But you can't encourage it.
You can't, come on.
So now what about if people comment and say something obscene? Do you have to delete it? Are there guidelines for that?
They have something in there that they can do it.
Mm.
They monitor all of that. So if it's getting a little bit too vulgar or whatever, you know, some things we probably will never see anyway. We might not see all of the messages, you know. They filter it out.
So now I have seen
some bad ones in there just to make it fair, but they filter a lot of things out.
So now I have seen a lot of intense political discussion, and you know, we've got some hosts that have some very strong views, and sometimes, you know, they get flagged for something. Is it because of the politics? Is it because of, you know, are there certain intense topics that just, you know, if they offend somebody, somebody can say, well, I don't like what they said about the war. I don't like what they said about, you know, the drugs. I don't like what they said. I mean, is it possible that those kinds of things can cause a person to get suspended or whatever because it's too politically hot or something like that?
Possibly.
And does that happen, like, if you offend somebody and somebody reports you because they're offended at what you said, and then, you know?
I want you to use your platform that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use your platform. They don't want you to be like a Wendy Williams.
Ah.
Sorry, Wendy.
Which is,
you know what I'm talking about, Wendy.
Yes, yeah, you know, the gossip, the stuff, the talk about people. Yeah.
To
get numbers.
No, you might as well say comment below.
That's interesting. You know, I was wondering if there's any kind of appeal process, like if somebody says, well, I don't like what you said.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it. Where do you go to find it? Is it like a Facebook.com type of thing? You can look for it or appeal.
You mean if they kick you off?
Yes.
It's Facebook has this new program, Meta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up under there.
Mm.
You know, like where it has like Marketplace, it's up under your homepage.
Mm-hmm.
All the different categories, but Meta is under that category.
Mm.
It's almost like Meta is who pays you under Facebook, and all the rules and regulations are up under there.
Okay.
M-E-T-A.
Okay, M-E-T-A. All right,
yes.
So if you have to appeal something, you want to go to Meta. Yes. Well, let's see. I'll see if our co-host is ready to join us yet. So one of the things that we've been concerned about is being able to share information that is enlightening but might not be politically popular. If of course, if a person is, like, are there certain words you need to say as disclaimers, this information is for educational purposes only or whatever? Are there certain words you can use to, you know, keep you from being blocked if somebody doesn't like a point of view that you have, but you're trying to share information?
Minister Robert Floyd Plump.
They were very blunt about your language.
Mm.
Very that was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So even though other people, you'll be like, well, they're doing it over there. In my paperwork, it's very clear not to do it. You know, don't even get started with it. You know, but I'm up under a pilot program. So it's very clear this is what you are not to do, and they want to see how it's going to go.
So with this pilot program, what are some of the influencers being asked to do to, I guess, increase the numbers?
They want to see how the numbers go without using curse words, without voicing your opinion on politics, steering clear from that, without saying comment in the section below, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Drawing followers that way, just very clear about it. Another thing, without getting followers by saying, you know, my mama died last night, and because that's when someone dies, everybody's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You're going to, like, have a million comments of everybody saying I'm sorry. They're not going to count that day. That's just like a stolen day. So, like, if something...
So that's not like something to look at as a marketing thing, because it's a condolence day, as you say.
So, like, if your platform is about depression, you want to talk about depression, but you want to talk about how you could improve it. Everything should be in a positive light. Yeah, I'm depressed, but this is what I'm doing in order to better myself or better my condition. I'm going to go walk today. Come walk with me, you know. Or, you know, some days when I wake up in the bed, in my mind I tell myself, ooh, I don't feel like myself. Maybe I should stay in the bed so I don't mess up somebody else's day. Something like that. Because it's staying in a positive light. You feel yourself that you're not yourself. Who didn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed? But who got up anyway and was a grouch and treated everybody horribly and nobody knows what's going on with you? Maybe you shouldn't even left the house that day. And keeping it in a positive light.
Well, you know, I could easily see how some of the people who just come on Facebook just to, I don't know, vent or whatever, sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's not. So, but, you know, you have certain people that are, there, you know.
If it's going to be like part one, part two, part three, part four,
mm-hmm.
you know, how the story started. So people need the background knowledge. But
so,
you know, healing, it's almost like they're using it as like therapy.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, somebody maybe lost a family member, they're grieving, they'll, you know, do several series about that. Now, how is that looked at by Facebook if somebody is...
They loving it.
Oh, okay. So...
Because who hasn't went through situations like that?
Mm-hmm.
But how is it going to end up? That you ended up getting out of that situation?
Mm.
You know... This is what it took for me to get out of this situation, but, oh, it was grueling.
Mm.
I had to fall down 1,500 times. Okay, yeah, maybe you didn't have to, but I did.
So is it helpful then if you say, well, I'm going to do a 5-part series on blah, 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 and so they know people are going to follow you? Because like when I did the farming series, I said, okay, we're going to do a series. We're going to, from, you know, beginning the planting season all the way to the harvest in October. And it had a steady increase of followers because they knew that I was going to be on a certain time, day, and doing this. So those kind of things helps increase the numbers. If you tell people I'm going to be live, I'm going to be doing this at this time, you know, follow me tomorrow, I'm going to do this. So that sort of thing is what increases numbers.
But you put part one, part two.
Part two, yes.
Yeah, that Risa, I can't think of her name. She had part 50 on there.
Wow.
I think they're about to make a movie on her.
Wow.
Media hit right
interesting,
now.
Interesting.
She went viral.
Wow.
They're going to make a movie from her story.
So tell us how that works when someone goes viral. How does that increase their, financial benefit if they get like a million views on something?
Once you become viral, you're famous.
Oh, okay. And then what can you therefore do with that fame?
You can do commercials. It's as if you were a basketball player. You know, you got an NBA contract. Now you're going to be on the front of a cereal box. You're doing commercials. So you can use your platform. You can write a two-page book and say, everyone send in a penny. And if you want to know how I became viral, everyone send me a penny. Can you imagine how many pennies that person will get? Or send me a dollar.
Mm.
Everyone wants a piece
of
you.
Wow.
Everyone wants a piece of you. You're famous and you're getting paid from everywhere. And people will send that dollar in, that penny in, and they will keep doing it.
Wow. That's really interesting because there are people who they are trying to get that fame by going viral, but the things that they're posting might be very negative. So the program that, you know, this pilot program that you're in now, Facebook wants to see, and it sounds like what they want to see is maybe if some more of the positive things can get just as much attention, which is great.
It might be a way of, as far as children, how children see things, because like I said, how that the kids that didn't curse got a lot of popularity.
Mm. So tell us a bit about how do they track when somebody goes viral? How can they tell that somebody's, you know, got millions of views? Are they looking at numbers every day?
They have a system.
Mm-hmm.
They have that system. They even know if it's the same computer in the same house, it's up under the same account, but just a couple of different, you know, names. They're like, everybody in this house pushing this so that you can go viral. No, that does not count. That counts as one. So I don't know what kind of system that they have, but I also think that it's going a little bit too far because it has slowed down. You see even some of the friends that you would normally see on your page, you don't get the traffic in that you normally would get in. So it takes a little bit more effort for you to get your own traffic. Sometimes I can't see, so I don't even know if I'm...
Yes. I think one of the things that people are becoming concerned about when it comes to social media is that it does seem like there's more of a steering toward the negative, and they're trying to figure out how do we get people to be just as responsive to the positive information, the positive programs, the wholesome programs, even for children. How do we get those kinds of images and those kind of sounds to go viral? Are there some tips to that?
Hopefully this pilot program will go well. If they have that much control over it, that they can push the negative into the back because, you know, Facebook has come a long, long way. They're intertwined with YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. They're all intertwined, you know. And so, and you hook all of those up together and it's taking over television. And so if the pilot program goes well and they have that much control to say who goes viral and who doesn't, whether or not you're pushing that you want this person to go viral, but it might not be a good influence for the population, you know.
Wow. Well, I'm encouraging people to use their social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, everything, and put out a positive message, because I believe if more people who want to see positive things on social media put those things out there, then we'll see that people really do respond just as well to good speech, encouraging speech, positive speech, wholesome images of people being loving and kind and not being violent and cruel. I believe that there will be just as much of an influence. We have to choose, though, to put our eyes and ears on those things if we want them to be popular, so that all of the owners of these social media platforms can see that the majority of the population of Earth really does want to see positivity. They will be drawn out of curiosity to the negative. But what this is saying, if you give people a clean glass of water and a dirty glass of water, they will choose the clean glass. That's what I believe.
I truly agree. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
So you've got a comment here. And, okay, Yusu says, hi, Yusu. He says, what does it mean to be an influencer? Good question.
Is that for me or you?
Yeah, well, I think that's, you're an influencer. I'm just a producer, but you're an influencer. So tell us, what does it mean to be an influencer?
Can I convince you to go this route or that route? So there's this scripture in the Bible that says it's this big road leading up into life, or this, no, the big road leading up to destruction and a little road leading up into life. So you got to do a whole bunch of good things in order to, you know, get life. But it's, you know, that road is real little and, you know, but to get life, well, to get destroyed, the road is real big. So you can do anything. And that's basically how social media is right now. You can do anything to get popular right now. And an influencer, they're doing it. Cursing, talking about things that you should not, just to get numbers, just to get a check, you know, on that big role. Anything.
Well,
anything what people want to see.
Well, Thulsa says, concern about the positive message is that can also be used as an excuse to censor, quote, bad thinking.
I can understand that. It's like when you had a strict mama. You can't go outside. You can't play with those kids. Well, who is those kids?
Yeah.
It raises my curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
And there's a balance.
Yeah.
And that's why I do agree with, you know, tell me your story. But how is the story going to end? Is it going to end in a positive light? So you can tell me all the bad things that happened to you and all the mistakes that you made. You know, because bad things do happen to good people. And people do make mistakes. But what did you go through? How did you improve? And it might not have worked out one time, two times, three times, four. But eventually, you ended up making some type of right decision.
Absolutely.
People can relate to that.
And it also says, is there such a thing as toxic positivity? I don't think positivity can ever be toxic. I think that you can be a a great optimist in the face of horrific circumstances, and that's still positive. I don't think it ever can be toxic. I think if you ignore suffering as if it's not happening, that's not really being positive. That's ignoring suffering. But I think you can be positive in terms of hopeful that things will turn out. Like you say, people can tell you all these horrible things, but in the end, they triumph over adversity. So I think that...
When you get on certain topics like religion or politics, everybody has their own view of what's right. So they don't know how to talk to each other, so they bash each other and they argue instead of just having a conversation.
Yes, yes. And I'm hoping that we can learn how to agree, how to disagree without being disagreeable. I think Yeah, you can have a conversation and we can have different viewpoints. I don't have to call you names. I don't have to insult you. Yeah.
Just have a conversation.
That's really why we're here. Every day, 7 days a week, you can listen to a positive conversation on the Female Solution. Now, all of our hosts got a wonderful, fantastic team of hosts. Each has their own viewpoint, their own personality, their own focus. But our goal is to raise consciousness, to give you some information that you didn't have, to maybe elevate your thinking, maybe challenge some old beliefs that you may have had that don't really serve your best interests, and help you to see these things. But ultimately, our callers, we respect them highly, our viewers. If we don't agree, that's okay. We're not going to insult you or call you bad names because, you know, you might be pro-gun or, you know, anti-abortion or whatever other, you know, hot-button thing is, and that's okay. You have a right to express yourself. We give you that platform, whether we agree or disagree, but there's always respect. So is there, we got about to take a break, but is there a guideline that if a person's going live on Facebook and they got people that are maybe responding and so forth, is there a guideline on what you can say back to someone as you're live that, you know, would not cross the line in terms of what is considered obscene, vulgar, or whatever? Because I've heard people call people names and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, can you say that? So are there guidelines on that?
There are guidelines, and I've seen them not shut it down, but I've seen where they shut the show down, but then they let them come back on. But they shut it down for a few minutes where it just totally went blank, but that was like a warning.
Mm.
You hit that button. It's being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
But they let them come back on. They have an audience, you know. So it's like it's a warning, okay now.
Yeah, don't do it again. Well, I know we've got some callers and a couple more comments. I did tell you now, but because I know you got a date. But do you have a few minutes to stay with us after the break?
All right.
Thanks so much. Well, you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naeem Latif, and our guest today is Audrey Mack, Facebook influencer. And you can write in your comments. We've got a few more comments here, and we'll take them after the break. And if you are listening online, you can call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 if you're on our switchboard now and want to speak to our guests. And if you're on our on-air radio network, just unmute your phone when we're ready to call on you, and we'll bring you into the conversation. We'll take some calls after this break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after this brief break, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naeem Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. And these... people are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. It's our audience members are people who transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media. Just follow this link. And tomorrow,
and if you are watching this, you should know that every time you are on your cell phone, computer, or any other device, it's being monitored. And that means people know what your interests are. So tell us how algorithms work. Let me open up the mic. Before you answer that question, let me open the mic and take one of our callers. Area code 334-9895. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for our guest.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. And good morning. Assalamu alaikum, Naima. To your listening. Thank you. To your listening audience, this is Brother MacArthur, also known as Shia Apostle.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, I've been listening to Miss Audrey Mack, and how she's sharing her knowledge with the audience and educating us on what an influencer, the new way of marketing, and as she said, becoming the way. But I wanted to touch on something that you said that's unfortunate nowadays, because people should be able to have a conversation and state their opinion and have differing, even if we agree to disagree, and there should be respect. But unfortunately, we're living in time in the present day and age where, you know, if people are scared to even state their opinion about anything unless they, you know, be canceled or, you know, just fear, plain fear. And I think that's unfortunate because, like you said, people should be able to have a conversation and be able to, even if it, you know, they don't agree on a particular subject, they should still respect each other's opinion because the dialogue is where we're supposed to learn from. And it's interesting, too, the influencer part that I've been listening to Audrey Mack talk about in terms of how, you know, they censor everything. And like you pointed out, people who are kind of, and I can understand some of your guests, them being timid and sharing their opinions and sharing their feelings so they feel somebody's listening. But like you say, you know, everything, the algorithms, everything's being basically, you know, your habits, everything else is nowadays being recorded.
The college scholarship program. I'm sorry.
I was about to end. It behooves us to learn and to, you know, get on that information highway and learn as much as we can in terms of the marketing aspect of it. But we have to respect each other's opinion. And unfortunately, the discourse, especially if this was supposed to be our democracy, has gotten very ugly. I mean, you know, a case in point, now shut up. You have the owner of this Latin guy of Goya Foods employing 4,000 people, 4,000 employees. This is Goya Foods, which is Latin food, and 4,000 employees. But because he said he made an opinion a couple of years back that said he, I don't like to quote people because I don't know what the exact opinion was, but he supported or he liked something about Trump. And all of a sudden, Ocasio and all, you know, other Democrats are saying, boycott Goya Foods. That's not America. That's not having a conversation or you know, being fair and equal. And so it's gotten very ugly, but we have to be that part of our citizenship and the part of our, as Audrey Mack is an influencer, be a part of that conversation that, like you say, does give people that platform to have that discourse and be able to hear other ideas and other thoughts and other conversations. I know I really think it helps your brother Pianchi over there. I think where is he?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a few callers that they have some very, very strong views on things, you know, politically and socially and so forth, which is good because, you know, I believe, and thank you, Brother Neil, for those comments. I think that's one of the things people are concerned about are our conversations being monitored in such a way that if you say something that's not politically popular, or if you have a point of view that is not, I don't know, supported by corporate America or whatever, can you be shut down? Can your platform be removed because you're not following the status quo? I think that's what a lot of people are concerned about with social media. And one thing to always remind my host, look, you know, we're on these platforms that are owned by other people. And just like whether you're on network TV or anything else, people will allow open dialogue, but there is a standard that they would prefer. So how are you going to deal with that?
It can control what goes into your news feed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, just post, just keep posting. Post like 100 commercials or post content every day, or post content like 5 times a day, whereas then you have this other influencer that just posts once a day or 3 times a week, but that person's content is being shown all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting seen. It's like a commercial.
So now I guess the next question is, and thank you, Neil, for bringing things. Because, you know, the next question that I would have then, if a person, because you've got thousands of followers, and if a person's got followers and those people are watching and sharing, does that also have an impact? Like if your followers are people who then also share what you post, increases the influence of what you post?
When you share?
Yeah.
If you're a sharer, if you go and you like other people's pages,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not just someone who you just want everybody to come to your page, but you never go to other people's page, that's also watched too.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you're someone who's on other people's pages and you're sharing, they're sharing, yeah, you're going to be put in where they send people to your page.
So it's about circulating the information. So you need to like and share other people's pages as well.
Still scroller, not just scrolling back. You know, like comment. You know, the same thing that you would want someone to do for you, do for them. So you can get back in the mix.
Ah, well, I think that's very valuable for people to understand how it works because, you know, a lot of times people are wanting to have followers, but they don't follow anybody. So that will not get you in the loop in terms of things being sent to you or people being sent to you to watch your posts. This is definitely a science. And some people have mastered it, which is, you know, why they're asked to be influencers, because they understand how it works. But now, we've got a few other comments. Let me go. And if you're on our switchboard, oh, we've got another caller. We're going to take your call next. Let me go to a few comments. And Thulsu says that while there are benefits to being optimistic and engaging in positive thinking, toxic positivity rejects all difficult emotions in favor of a cheerful and often falsely positive facade. Well, you know, I understand that point. Like, oh, yeah, we had, you know, three people got shot today, but everything's fine. The sun is shining. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Realistic also.
Yes, you know, yeah, you want to be realistic about things. And I guess there's a way to talk about things that have happened but still have a positive attitude. And Tulsa says, having conversations can be dangerous, though, because it risks challenging one's comfortable thinking. Well, let me pause on that for a moment, because I know one. Yes.
Who's having the conversation? And then you forget all about, now, what were we even talking about?
Yes.
It's an argument, and people, for some reason, love to argue.
So arguments, I would assume, would probably get a lot of viewers. So is that a positive thing?
Never.
Yeah.
And it makes people forget, what were we even arguing about?
Mm-hmm.
How does this even get started?
Yes.
So, but like I said, they give us the RAM of what we can, content that we can create.
Mm.
They tell us, you know, hey, here are all these categories that people are looking for you to do some content on. So just look at this. If you can't think of anything to do, look at this. Look at this list.
So they give you a list of things that have been popular, things that have been trending, because I always get the list of, this is trending, you know. So is that
what's trending?
So what's trending is what's most popular. And they send you that so that you can look at it because it's what's popular. I mean,
and we can help make some content from it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's interesting.
We can use it to make content, because if we use that to make content, we'll have numbers just from that.
So if you want to be an influencer, make some comments about those things that they send you that says, this is trending. Okay. So now, Tulsa said, in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. Well, is it, I'm not familiar with female. Oh, yeah. The Female Solution. Well, go to thefemalesolution.com. That's our website, and you can see all about our shows and our posts and everything. Yes, go to thefemalesolution.com. We've been on for the past 12 years, and we started out on Blog Talk Radio and have expanded to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and all the other social media platforms. And so we are able to reach a global audience, and that's why today's guest is just perfect, because as we master this now most powerful communications medium, we're understanding the rules and even the methods for getting the best possible benefits.
That the caller or the person who just said something about risking offending someone, you know, like how someone might have just cursed you out or said something offensively to you?
Yeah.
You know, Mama used to say, use your words.
Yes, use your words.
Use your words.
Yeah.
If someone cursed you out, doesn't mean you have to curse them back out. But
right.
Have you ever cursed somebody back out without using curse words?
Oh, yeah.
You said, they were like, they can't even swallow.
That's right.
You use your words.
Yes, yes. It helps to have a vocabulary. What's that saying? Profanity is the language of a person who doesn't know the words to express their thoughts. So,
and you don't have to know the whole dictionary. You can keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm. But
keep
just know
stupid.
How to say what you want to say effectively. And,
hey.
Yeah, that's
hey.
It.
And sometimes saying nothing.
Sometimes that's the most
yes,
powerful thing you can
best.
Say is silence.
Yes, it's best, because you can't argue with a wall.
That's right. Well, we've got a call here. Let me go to 773-956. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for our guest, Facebook influencer, Audrey Mack.
Good morning. This is Cooper James.
Morning. Yes, Cooper James.
In Chicago today.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
great conversation because a lot of people are trying to figure out the social media. I was an influencer for a long time, 10, 15 years, and at one point in time I didn't know it, and people were like, hey, man, you get 25,000 views. Everybody's following you. Everybody's taking your narratives. And I go, yeah, they are. They start speaking like me. They start saying the same thing I was saying starting cast, and I'm like, man, they're, you know, people like, they're using you. I go, no, they're not using me, because if I never have said those things, that they never would have captured it. And now that I have like a name and people, you know, kind of, you know, follow me, it's almost like it's like reality now. You have to talk with people on the internet just like you do in real public.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna.
What are some of the topics that you? What are some of the things you spoke about that got the following or got the reaction that you saw the numbers increase on your social media pages?
self love, supporting black business, debunking the slave trade, which never happened. Nobody came from Africa. We were already here. We're indigenous of America, and people are like, wow. I go, find me a slave ship. Ain't none. It's a cartoon picture. That was really gave me a lot of, really, Europeans. They're like, we're proud of you. You know, you're really healing everybody because we've been lying to you. So that was one of the big things in expressing, because it creates a mental imbalance. It's called indoctrination. And it creates a mental imbalance in black folk when you tell them they feel displaced in their own land in America. You know, I know you all have heard about, you know, what I've been saying. And, you know, most of us have connection with Southern people. We are the original Indians. We are the original tribal Aboriginal people in America. When they came here, they saw black kings and queens. They saw pyramids, which are knocked down. Person sent me a picture of the Niagara Falls. He goes, hey, man, this was a pyramid empire. Do you see the Sphinx head and the feet? It was cut down. I go, thank you. And so that was one of the biggest things. Very dangerous, because you can't, truth can hurt you. It was very dangerous. But I got a lot of celebrities. I got a lot of people influenced saying, you know what? You might be right. I go, yeah, this information is going to give you peace.
Mm.
You know, it's going to give you peace. Well, you know, it's going to relax and realize that the lie, you know, this European man told me, he goes, we lied to you because we didn't want you guys to know who you are. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be chasing who you are. This is why we told you we brought you from Africa. We didn't bring you from Africa, but we did it to make you uncomfortable so we can manipulate your mind. Look at what Putin's doing. Look at what Putin's doing right now. I got to vote with the picture of the black Jesus. They want to control our
society. Yeah, I saw that. That definitely got a lot of responses. So, Kubi, I'm going to let our guests respond to what you said. There are controversies that will probably, you know, and start an argument, get people angry, have them debating back and forth. Is that the kind of thing that Facebook likes? You know, if somebody approaches something or introduces an idea that gets a lot of response because it's controversial, because it's something different than what's been said, because it maybe challenges a long-held belief. Mm.
It can be educational.
Mm-hmm.
And people can express their opinion and have a conversation, not an argument.
Ah. Yeah. And I think conversation.
So if they're saying that, wow.
Yeah.
People got a lot to say. People have opinions, and people are getting educated from this. And this new algorithm thing they want to see new content. They want to see fresh ideas and see how people think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if it's allowing people to express what they think, but without an argument.
Well, I have
two different definitions.
Yeah.
A lot of times means argument.
Yes. And I've seen certain conversations get a lot of intense debate and discussion. Abortion, that's a hot button issue. You know, you got people for and against, you know, of course, the war in the Middle East, that's, you know, a hot button issue. So anybody who makes a comment about those things, you're going to see a lot of response. And of course, the more people
let them speak, if you let them, allow them to speak, in what direction are they taking this conversation? Why are they having the conversation? Is it because they're afraid? They're voicing their opinion because the world is about to be blown up tomorrow. That's why we're having this conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get it off my chest, you know. Someone can just bring me back down to earth and calm me down.
So
their voice is loud anyway when they talk.
So when you have things that pop up, like, okay, the president's State of the Union address or whatever, you know, that was, you had intense conversation on both sides, all over Facebook and everything. Of course, it's politics, but would an influencer not get into that conversation, or would an influencer share that conversation?
I would say his opinion, but probably, you know what I thought about it? We'll probably do a Wendy Williams. Share their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do a podcast and bring other people in the room to help share the opinion.
Mm.
You know, but you probably would get some comments, a whole bunch of comments.
Yeah. But now I saw a lot of programs that did have some very intense comments, you know, for and against and all that sort of thing. Are those kind of things that could possibly get somebody taken off Facebook if it gets too attacking? You know, are there levels of political attack? Because I'm always shocked, you know, people can say things about the president. Okay, but that's a person that is, whichever one it is, doesn't matter whether it was Trump or Biden or whether it was Bush or Obama.
Maybe someone that they watch from now on. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, okay, you say stuff. Because, you know, I know that there are
pros and cons to that.
Yeah.
They might pull you to their team, you know.
Mm.
I'm going to watch you, but you know how criminals know how to break into everything. The next thing you know, they're working with the police.
Ah.
It works both ways.
Yes. If you're popular, then, hey, you can help me.
You.
Yeah. I understand, you know.
You know how you're thinking.
Right.
Now, you need to see how you think.
I definitely understand how that works. I mean, I've got some callers that they say things that make people angry. But in doing that, it will motivate somebody who was passively listening to call in, who'd just been passively listening. It's like, oh, this, no, he didn't say that. Let me call in. So that's good, you know. So I can understand how that principle works. But at the same time, you don't want it to get destructive. And I guess that's, you know, that's the line you have to make sure you don't cross. And we've got two more comments here. And Thulsa says, the reason COVID became politicized was because of the unprecedented level of government intervention in addressing the pandemic. It was naturally going to become political. I think that was, there's a lot of things that surfaced as a result of that. Fear was one of the main things.
Fear.
The idea that someone can infect you and cause you to die. I think that was the biggest thing that was exposed. I went into a store one time and just, you know, just you know how sometimes you get something gets stuck in your throat and you kind of, man, I saw people ducking like I pulled out a gun and shoot bullets.
Okay. So I have allergies way before.
Oh, man. So now you're trying to suppress the car because you don't want to scare anybody.
Okay.
But that was a very intense time of fear. And you had people on both sides of the fence, you know, and I had to tell our host team, look, we're going to respect everybody's view. You have a right to either, you know, get the shot, not get the shot, mask, not mask. It's your personal decision. But whatever it is, be respectful of other people who disagree with your viewpoint, because we can't go to war over this thing. We have to wait till it passes, and eventually it will, you know, because whatever happens, eventually we're going to develop crowd immunity. Everybody is immune to it at some point once it's saturated. And now it's saturated the whole earth. It's all over the air. You breathe it. You know, if you're not sick and dead yet, okay, you're probably immune, so don't worry about it. But I think it was a terrifying time for some people who were really believing that other people's opinion could affect their life or death. Yeah.
Because other people's opinion was affecting their life or death.
Yes, yes.
Depending on who you listen to.
Depending on who you listen to.
Influencer.
Yes. Yes. And Thulsa says, I do not like the king and queen narrative because it perpetuates the notions of royalty and classism. You know, Thulsa, I agree with you on that. You know, and I love our people. Oh, we were kings and queens in Africa. Yeah, we were, and that's part of the problem because we were also enslaving our own people, you know, for the sake of power and control, and that led us into this mess we're in now. So, yeah, that's...
You're no better.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yes. So we can't talk about people who, whatever the issue was, people came to purchase people who had been captured in battle and were enslaved as part of the politics of this, what you do to your enemies captured in battle. And it just became an international business because, oh, these people can work. Oh, and they're strong. Oh, you know, let's buy some more. You know, oh, let's go and get some that weren't captives. You know, let's sell stock in the ship and send them over.
And sell them back.
Yeah, let's get some of the ones that were already freed. It looked like this. We can sell them too. So it got to be greed, you know, big business. And there were more people involved in it than we'd like to believe.
You didn't know who to trust.
You didn't know who to trust. And it didn't matter your color. It was folks of all colors looking to make, just like the drug trafficking. Everybody's in it. So you can't point fingers. You know, whoever wants to make money that doesn't have a whole lot of ethics, that's who it appealed to. Yes. So I think I agree with that. So now take my time here. Oh, okay. Got to take a quick break, last break, and we'll be right back. And if you're on our switchboard now, press 1. If you want to make a call, want to make a comment, don't wait till 2 minutes before it's time to go because we can't take your call in. So press 1 now, and we'll take some calls. We got your caller on the on-air network. We're going to take your call, Minister Plump, and we've got some callers on the switchboard that want to speak. We'll be right back. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, or you can call in the on-air radio network at 727-731-5192, because we want to talk to you, and we want to see if our co-host is ready to join our conversation from the AM360 platform, and we'll be right back, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a meeting. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. And our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home. Now your business is making you money.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
To and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and our guest today is Facebook influencer Audrey Mack. And we have had quite an educational conversation for those who don't understand how social media does, in fact, influences a lot of our not only buying decisions, but even some of our social behavior. And we've got a question from Thulsa who asked, are there certain topics you would not entertain? Good question.
They usually like you to pick a platform, steer toward the platform. So okay, say whatever you want to say. But it was getting rainy. But like I said, the children that did not do it, you could see that they had a positive upbringing. They didn't care whether their parents.
It definitely makes a difference. I think we do have the power to transform this world. And we always, of course, remind people that we are influencing the next generation. And those who are here today If they're negative, well, that's okay. You only got a certain amount of time on this earth, and then you're gone. So 50 years from now, people who might be creating the problems, they'll be gone. So how do we influence the ones that are going to be in leadership tomorrow? And that's our whole goal, is to steer the conversation toward the positive, to actually make being positive be popular, and to show that people really, there are more people doing good things than doing bad things, doing hurtful things. There are more people being kind and loving than there are being mean and cruel. I believe that, and I think one of the things that the mass media has done was that saying, if it bleeds, it leads. So we've made violence entertaining. We've made death something that we seek out as popular information to share and spread and produce more fear. And we're choosing to do that, whereas we could just as easily choose to do something else. One thing I like about this pilot program that you're talking about is the fact that they're going to see, well, okay, what happens if we do the positive things? Will that get the same result? It makes me think about, I don't know if you saw that movie, Monsters, Inc. It's a child's movie, of course. But, you know, they were using that the monsters were employed to use fear to get fear energy, you know, from the children. And then they discovered if they made the children laugh, that produced even better energy. So instead of using fear, they used joy. That's the major message. I hope adults got it. We can influence using joy as opposed to fear.
Mike, I only have one grandson, and he would play the video games with his cousin. He was staying with me for about 3 years while his dad was sick. I would hear him in the room with his cousin, and his cousin cursed. He started cursing. So I'm like, pulled him aside. I was like, you don't have to do,
why are you doing what they do?
You don't got to curse because they're cursing. You can say, I don't talk like that.
Absolutely.
And so then I would hear him say, you know, the next time, you know, well, I don't talk like that. So then you would hear them not talk like that.
Yes. Yes.
But I had to monitor, you know. I didn't have to stay in the same room, but I could hear, but if something wasn't right, and that's what we got to do, you know.
Yeah.
We got to speak up. We got to monitor these children. We can't let them babysit themselves or they're going to raise themselves. And we can't say that it's okay. They're telling these kids, yeah, they think it's funny. Yeah, when you go to school, you hit that girl. She look at you funny. You hit that girl. It gets on. What did you do? I hit her. The rating's going up. They think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
They think versions of how the kid should hit the person if they even look at them funny.
Yes. I mean, one of our guests had one of our guests, she's written a book, as a matter of fact, and she had a very traumatic life, and she, in her book, she speaks about how a gang of girls beat her up and had it on social media. It was just the most horrific, exposed, all the kinds of, on social media. And I'm thinking, okay, this is the kind of thing that is, I would consider probably, you know, porn or something inappropriate, and yet it got put out there, you know, girls fighting, tearing all each other's clothes and everything, humiliating people. And I was seeing a lot of that over the last few years. And that was, I don't think it was ever taken down. I think those things stayed because they got a lot of views. Like you say, you know, people might be offended, but if nobody reports it, well, you know, it gets a pass. So I think
it can probably get taken off a person's page, but then when it gets forwarded and forwarded, shared, that doesn't get taken down.
Yes, that's the thing. If it's shared so much, can they monitor how many people have it? So, like, if you take it down from a person's page.
They can see that.
But can they take it off of other people's page that was shared, if they want to? Yeah. Yeah, I think we have a responsibility.
Yes.
They can if they choose to.
That's just like if someone is selling drugs, they can pick you up. They know who's selling it, all of that. They can pick you up whenever they want to.
Yeah, it's a choice to
it's
not.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's
and,
a choice.
Yeah.
For everything that's going on down here.
It's something that we should really be aware of and not be naive. You know, things could change if there was a desire to change them. Elsa said that at a certain age, peer influences become greater than parental influences. I don't know. Do you think so? Do you think that a child in their phone, you know, watching things, listening to things, will listen to what they see before they listen to their parents?
They're using as influences now. Talk like little old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you listen to these kids. You think that saying the kid was here before? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because those are the ones I watch. I'm like, wow. That kid is my grandson. He's so intelligent. I'm like, who told you to say that?
I think that's the fear people have also. And Zosa said, if you don't raise your children, someone else will. I think that someone else has been, well, for the last few generations, that someone else has been television. And now social media is the new TV, and that's who's raising our children. They're in their phones all day long. They're watching what's put out there all day long. And I think that if your child is sitting at the dinner table with their cell phone and you're not having a conversation, then that's who's raising your child. Because if your child is not interacting during family time, when do you think you're going to influence them?
There was when my grandson was like 3, he was going back and forth between his mom and I. He was watching an influencer on social media. The person was telling children how to disobey their parents, what the parent would say, and he was using it on us. Your parent is going to say this. And she was right.
Wow.
And it was like she was telling the secrets of the parents.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I just happened to hear it on his phone one day, and I told his dad. He cannot watch this.
Undermining parental authority.
So can you imagine how many children is teaching your kids to be disrespectful, to just be outrageous?
That's horrible. Now, we have a controversy about a thing. And matter of fact, one of our hosts, our Tuesday host, Asana, who is the founder of the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, she wrote a book called Beating Black Kids, and it basically was explaining why you shouldn't be beating your children. But I'm hearing all the time parents are saying, well, that's the problem. The reason why these children are so disrespectful, and they need to bring spanking back to the school, and they need to let you discipline your child. So there's
a difference between a spanking and a beating.
You know, my thought is if you teach the child with love and you demonstrate love, then they will respond with love. If they're showing you something other than love, it's what you showed them. So I believe, just like, you know, the child that says, I don't talk like that, like you said, look, you know, we don't talk like that, you have to tell them. And they respected that point of view and chose to follow that as opposed to saying, I'm a cuss like my friends. If you demonstrate a higher ethical way of living, that's what is going to influence your children. Hitting them after you've demonstrated low ethics yourself, that's not going to correct the condition because you created that condition in them. So hitting them just violates their sense of...
Don't do as I do, do as I
say. Right. Don't do as I do as I say. So I don't think that's the answer. If your child is cussing at you because they learned it, you know, from other children or whatever, probably you were cussing at them. So
somewhere.
somewhere. Yeah, you know, so it we don't like when our children mirror our bad behavior, but that's really what they're doing, and we want to hit them because they're mirroring our bad behavior.
Some of the ones that I laugh at, they have these, like, little babies walking, but they stay with their grandparents, and
mm-hmm.
they holding their back, and they walking like the old person.
Yeah.
Walking like.
Well, you imitate what you see.
Mimicking. But their numbers are hilarious.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Walking around just like the grandparents.
Wow.
Hilarious.
They mirror what we do. They're the best mimics. And so since you know your child is mimicking you, be conscious of what you're doing because you're going to see it in them. And don't be mad if they use some words you don't like because they learned them from you first. That's what it is. Well, before we go, I want people to be able to follow you as an influencer. What is your Facebook page?
My name.
All right. Go to Audrey Mack. You want to follow Audrey Mack. So should people follow you? And then if people follow you, then what happens to the algorithm in terms of what you post? Will they automatically be notified, like you just posted something, you know, your friends on Facebook, she just posted this. Okay. All right. Follow Audrey Mack, y'all. AudreyMack on Facebook. Like and share her page so that you can see what's trending, see what's educational, see what's interesting. And if you like the comment, you can. She won't tell you to do it, but you can if you want to. But make sure what you say is something nice and appropriate.
Yeah.
Say what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, say what you think people ought to see. Because, you know, every act is an act of self-definition. So how do you want people to define you? That will determine what you say.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, all right. Well, we thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for saving the whole show. Yay! This was great. Well, I'm excited, and I'm grateful that we now have an understanding about how Facebook works. And we want to encourage Facebook to continue to strive for the positive, the uplifting things that can enhance life. And we do believe that those things can go viral too. Yes, they can. And we'll help to make it happen.
We'll do our part.
We'll do our part. Well, all right. Well, we will see you all tomorrow. Join us right back here tomorrow for Shop with Zoe and learn more about how you can be your own entrepreneur and have your own international sales business right online. We'll see you then. Until that time, continue to shine your light.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directed to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India,
Namaste in Japan. Konnichiwa in Korea. Annyeonghaseyo in Russia. Zdravstvuyte in Germany. Guten Tag in Poland. Dzień dobry in France. Bonjour in Spain. Hola in Italy. Ciao in Egypt. Asan wasabi in Ghana. Hakuaba in Nigeria. Peleo in South Africa. Saobona in Senegal. Nangadek in Kenya. Jambo in Israel. Shalom in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.